Today's episode is brought to you by Musical Theater Radio's merch store. Looking for that perfect gift for someone or just want to treat yourself to some great musical theater themed merch? Head to musicaltheaterradio.com and click on the All Things Theater button on the homepage and check out all the different designs available. And now, today's interview. Welcome back to another episode of Be Our Guest here on Musical Theater Radio. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Yovanoff. If you are looking for a musical to go see, today's episode is for you. The Shifting Ground Collective's production of Merrily We Roll Along is running from February 22nd to March 2nd of 2024 at the Annex Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. To tell us a little bit more about themselves and the production is Duncan Lang and Sydney Govan. Good day to the two of you.
Hello.
Awesome. Well, before we get into the production and a little bit about that, I always want to get to know my guests a little bit better. So I always ask for a 30-second bio. So Duncan, we're going to start with you. Who are you in 30 seconds?
Oh boy, 30 seconds. That's such a short time. Well, my name is Duncan Lang. I'm an emerging artist in Toronto, Ontario. Just graduated from Sheridan College's music theater performance program. So very fresh to the whole Toronto theater scene. And I'm playing Franklin Shepherd in Shifting Ground Collective's Merrily We Roll Along. Very excited to be here.
Nice. Under 30 seconds. And we're both alumni. So
perfect.
I'm a Sheridan alumni as well. Just a little bit earlier than you. And Sydney, 30 seconds. Who are you?
Oh, well, I am an Oklahoma loving girl. I had to bring it up. Sorry, guys. I went to AMDA. I did the 2-year program out in New York at the American Musical Dramatic Academy. Wanted to stay out there, but then COVID was like, girl. So I came back home and have been making my way out in the city as an emerging artist as well.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm always curious, were you always into musical theater growing up, or is that something you discovered a little bit later in life? Duncan, let's again start with you.
Sure. So I didn't speak a lot as a child, which is very funny for those who know me. I am a very loud human being anyway. But I was a very shy kid. So my parents kind of just plopped me in acting classes to sort of break me out of my shell. And something about it just kind of clicked. I don't know exactly what it was, but something was just telling me, you know, this is for you. This is what you're, you know, meant to do. So I kind of stuck with it, met a lot of really cool people on the way. And it's just kind of been a part of my life since, you know, it's this nice, safe place for me.
Did you ever think about going into something else? Was there anything, other subject or a profession you thought, maybe this?
I mean, like, arts related, generally, yes. I knew that I always sort of wanted to do something art related. I sort of dabble in visual art on the side, so I was thinking maybe going into, like, illustration or something like that. But something about music specifically spoke to me. And just scientifically, the way it stimulates the brain is interesting. It's one of the only things, if not the only thing, I think. I'm kind of talking out of my ass here. But it's supposedly the only thing that stimulates every part of the brain at once. And I think that's really interesting, how it can connect something so totally and so wholly. It's always sort of been an arts thing for me. But I don't know if, Sydney, you feel any differently about that.
Well, I was going to say that I don't think you're talking out your ass. I think there's only two things, like music and this podcast are the only two things that stimulate the entire brain. That might not be accurate, but I'm going to stick with it. Sydney, yourself, always into musical theater growing up?
Yes, always. It's always been a part of, like, my family. So my parents always loved it. I think my mom and dad told me that they would, like, go to dates to the theater. And I have older siblings and they all play instruments and sang and danced. And, well, not my brother, but my sister sang and danced. And so when I was in kindergarten, for some reason, my kindergarten teacher told my mom to put me in theater. And my mom was like, oh, of course. And so I've just been doing it ever since, and I have not felt the need to stop doing it. And when I discovered in like, I don't know, grade 4 or 5 that like people do this for money. I was like, oh my God, amazing. That's what I'm gonna do actually. little did I know how little money that would be, but that's okay because we love it anyway, and that's okay. But yeah,
Exactly.
it's always been, I can't think of anything else that I would do. And I think if I could think of something else to do, maybe I'd be doing it. And that's why. Yeah, no plan B right now, you know, just going for it blindly and
Awesome.
perhaps stupidly, but we go anyway.
Awesome. But before we talk about the show, how well did you know Merrily We Roll Along before you got cast in it? Duncan, did you know the show well? Is this something you had to do some research on? You probably knew Sondheim,
So
obviously.
yeah, I knew very, very little about the show. I had explored a couple of songs, like some of the bigger songs in schooling, but past that, I really didn't know much. The main selling point for me was Stephen Sondheim. I love the man to death. But I contextually didn't know much. So hopping into like something that was brand new for me, always really fun.
Sydney?
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I didn't really know, I didn't know much going into it. I was visiting friends in New York when they told me that I got a call back, and I was like, okay, time to actually research the show. And so I was on Wikipedia reading, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. This is great. I want to be a part of this so bad. Yeah, so I really didn't know much. It's actually the first Stephen Sondheim show that I'm working on. And it's great. It's so great.
So when you got the news about the callback when you were in New York, was the Broadway production playing, and were you tempted to go see it just for
Yes, I'm trying to remember if it was playing. I don't think it was playing yet when I was there. It was I was in there August. So I think it was like right before, or even if it was playing, like it was so early that it would have been so hard to get tickets. But I want to go back and see it so bad now.
Well, it did get extended, I believe. So, yeah, I'm not sure how long, but yeah, I was in there in October and I tried to get rush seats. They don't have rush seats. You have to line up and all that. And I was like, no, I have to go see something. So, but I understand totally. Cool. So you're in the show now. Tell us a little bit about the premise of the show. I don't know who wants to take that.
Duncan?
I can.
Sure.
So yeah, Merrily We Roll Along. It follows three friends through the span of 20 years, in reverse chronology. That's the kicker about the show, is that it moves from the end and it goes to the beginning. But it's about three friends and them trying to break into the industry. A composer, a lyricist, and a novelist. And it's about them experiencing the ins and outs of the industry, meeting new friends within the industry. How do they stay old friends? And a lot of trouble arises for these three people. And it's about how they navigate it and how they choose to ignore it in some cases. And generally, it's a show, it's a nice inside look at what the business is sort of like. You know, obviously there's stuff that's played up, but it's a very interesting look inside show business and inside the people who make the machine work.
Sydney, when you read the script for the first time and you read your part, how did you find yourself relating to it?
Yeah.
Oh, and what part do you play? That would be.
I play Beth Spencer. I found myself relating a lot to Beth, in that she's like, you know, she has all of these dreams of also being like parent and having a family and all of that, and how to navigate that in this industry. Because she does come to New York from Texas and she does sing, but it's not all she does. Like there's so much more to what she wants. And she kind of follows them along for the ride in their search for fame. But she's really grounded in like what she wants from her like family life and stuff like that. And she's just a really good person. I think a lot of the characters in this show, we see the choices that they make, and I think she always tries really hard to make like the good choice and to speak the truth, and to ground the other characters.
Duncan, same question. What characters do you play, and how do you feel about the characters?
Yeah,
How related
so
to you?
I'm playing Franklin Shepard. There's lots going on with this guy. He's a very driven man. He's very, and I can relate to that a lot in the sense of trying to get into the whole theater thing. It's something we're all passionate about, and seeing the passion that this guy has for music and trying to change the world with his art, I think is really inspiring, and it's uplifting to see. Further on, Frank makes some questionable decisions with his life, but I think one of the things we've been talking about in the rehearsal room is that there's no real antagonist in the show. At least I don't seem to find one. All of these people are just people, which is the beautiful thing about it. It's just people being people in extraordinary circumstances. A lot of us, we think we know how we'd react if we were offered a Broadway contract, and then we're offered and our reaction may be completely different, right? And I think seeing Frank grapple with that and how he reacts to that and how his friends react to it, that's what makes this show interesting to me, at least. But there's no real antagonistic force, I find. It's just people and the passing of time. And it's a really cool and beautiful thing.
I'm going to ask you both, but is there a moment in the show that in this, I'm going to ask you, Sydney, first, Sydney, that you just go, yes, I get it. This is, I can relate to this. Is there something in the show, a song, a moment that you go, yeah, this, I get this.
Oh yeah. I mean, Opening Doors is so what we're all doing. Like Beth specifically, when she auditions for Frank, she goes like, "I really thought I stink." And like, "Oh girl, have I been there? I think I stink all the time at auditions." But she still books, queen. Like, come on, girl, good for you. So I think all of Opening Doors, and not even what Beth sings, but like what like Mary sings and Charlie and Frank, like what they're all singing in Opening Doors is like, we are in our opening doors right now as emerging artists, and it's just so painfully relatable, but then also exciting because at the end it's like so hopeful because they've opened a door and they're like gonna do the thing and they created that work for themselves. So I would say that for sure.
Duncan?
Yeah, that was also going to be my answer. Opening Doors just speaks so heavily to what we're trying to do, and it just encapsulates that journey so well. But another moment that I think about a lot is the song Our Time. The hope in that song, it just feels so tangible, It starts out with a dream, with an idea, and it progresses into a physical, tangible thing. And seeing where it all stems from is really cool. We all have a moment like that. We all have a rooftop scene, right? We all have this moment where we decide this is what I want to do, and we chase after it.
Tell me the creative team, who, the director, the choreographer, who is leading this charge of the show?
Yeah, we got Joshua Kilmenick and Shannon Murtaugh, and they are just so incredibly passionate about this show and about this production, and it's really inspiring. As an actor, before we approach any scene, we sit down and we talk about it, and we talk about our characters' journeys, because it is told in like non-chronological order. So it's like we go back and forth between what is happening chronologically and how is it going to read when we do it non-chronologically? And so it's just been, as an artist, really inspiring to work with both of them, and they've been trying to get this show on its feet for such a long time. So I'm like, honored to be a part of the production that sees daylight for them. But yeah, if Duncan wants to speak a little bit on
Yeah, I
our
mean,
fearless leaders.
you encapsulated that perfectly. Like,
Yeah.
it's just so inspiring to be working with a team who is so passionate about the work and who has put so much time and care and thought into every single word of this libretto and this score. It's super inspiring, you know? It makes you want to go out and do more. But yeah, it's the honor is truly ours to be a part of this production.
Merrily Roll Along is it's a fantastic, flawed at times because since the beginning, since the first time they've had trouble, but it is such a fantastic, brilliant idea. And I think I know it's about theater people, but it is a true analogy of anyone, of any profession or job or anybody who gets into it. And so anybody could go see it and be able to relate. What do you think for an audience member, what do you think will they relate to most, and they could take out of this production, this show, that they could use in their own real life?
I think the friendship aspect of it is huge, and just really like grounds the show. Like you go through all of these moments in your life, and you have, for Frank, it's Charlie and Mary, but for anyone, like anyone can see their two friends. And of course, like they, at the end of the show, what happens happens, but throughout all of these big milestone moments, they have had each other to lean on and relate to and talk to and maybe not talk to, but hey, that's the show. And that's life. Like, we all make mistakes and we all struggle to communicate sometimes. So I think someone coming to see the show could, and who isn't part of the industry, could take away like that friendship aspect and like how important, communicating with your pals is, and how special it is to have that kind of connection and have those people to lean on.
Well, thank you both for coming on and talking about the show, introducing yourselves to the listeners, and we look forward to seeing the show. I'm going to come see it for sure. I have to go see that because I've always wanted to see the show, and when it got announced, I was like, "Yep, I'll be there. Whatever point it is, I will be there. I'd love to say hello to you in person. That would be awesome to meet you as well. So congratulations on the show, the production, and everything. But before we go, I do have one quick question. Nothing to do with the show itself. Sheridan versus Amda, who wins in a fight?
Oh boy.
Yes, no.
I don't,
Hey,
is this a
listen. No.
conversation we've ever had?
Listen, the sheer amount of people, that Amda army is gonna crush y'all. I'm just gonna say.
Straight from New York,
We're
just coming right down
stomping
here to crush
down.
us all.
We take no prisoners.
Oh.
We're kicking you to the ground.
I mean, we're theater people. We're friendly enough. We'll invite you in.
And sabotage from the inside. That's what we do. And you know what? And I have to go. Duncan wins. Alumni, we got to stick together. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I will
You.
risk it.
This is the worst.
Again, thank you to the both of you for coming on. And yeah, I do look forward to seeing the show, and all the best with everything you do in the future.
Thank you
Thank
so
you so
much.
much for having us.
You're welcome. All right, we were just speaking with Duncan Lang and Sydney Govan, performing in Merrily We Roll Along, which is happening from February 22nd to March 2nd, 2024, at the Annex Theatre in Toronto, Ontario. So if you are in the 416, the 6, the T dot, come go see it. I will be there, and come say hi to me as well. All right, tune in next week as we speak with another guest or guests about their life, love, and passion that is musical theatre. I am your host, as always, Jean-Paul Jovanoff. And until next time, I'll see you when I see you.